This is the BBC.
We commence with a flourishing chorus of the Gallant Hussar by Fotheringay's Singing Midgets. And here is the midget composer, Harry Nuts Seacombe.
And let me inform you, Wallace, that no midget composer am I. Arlo Hooks. My vocation is engineering. I graduated in tunnel building.
How terribly, terribly.
Yes, 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 yes. My first big tunnel I built in 1931.
Oh, yes, I remember now. Six other convicts escaped with you.
What? Oh, lies, I tell you. We were just dressed as convicts. It was carnival night. That's how we slipped away unnoticed. Oh, lies, I tell you, all lies.
Yes. This is a story of how an escaped convict became a great engineer and vice versa.
What? Explode!
I will. If you'll just stand naked upon the piano with your back to the audience, you will hear the story of the great Trans-Africa Canal.
That well-known variety theater, the House of Commons.
And all honor of the House of Parliament. What? The Empire for the first time was the only monster where some 10 down the street.
On that fateful day in Parliament, two sinister figures were present.
Hello, folks. It was us. We were camping in the lobby, an al fresco mode forced on us by the dreaded Rent Act. I refer, of course, to the Rent Act of 1831, which introduced rent.
Hello, Hawk!
Shut up, you la grip-ridden, steaming French nit.
I only wanted to go ow.
You fool. Anyone found going ow in the lobby can be charged with felo de si.
Not that.
And don't forget, when the honorable ministers finish this speech, we put forward our plan.
A plan? Oh, what a plan that will be, I tell you.
Yes, Mr. Minister.
Speak up.
What?
Speak up. What about the suffrage
clause? With the closing of the canal, our ships have been forced to travel around the Cape.
Oh. Just a minute. Couldn't they travel overland?
Yes, well, we tried that, but it ruins the bottoms of the ships. The on min any suggestions?
Me? No. You just carry on. You just forget I'm here. I got other things.
Excuse me, Mr. Minister.
Yes, my good man.
A blonde suffragette chained to the railings outside number 10, sir.
I know. I chained her there. Oh, dear. I'm no fool. What?
The voice came from a man in the distinguished visitors' gallery who lowered himself into the chamber on a rope attached to a distinguished visitor.
Hello, folks. I've just come from France.
Down a rope?
I always travel by rope. It's cheaper.
Wait a minute. Will the hello folks intruder kindly explain why he's disguised as Ferdinand Lisseps?
Yes.
Ferdinand Lisseps. And for him, yes, I need.
My other suits at the cleaners. Hello, gentlemen. You realize, of course,
yes,
that due to the canal closing, British aeroplanes are forced to fly around the Cape. It is my intention to cut the canal across Africa so that they can fly over that.
Over a canal? But if they crash, they'll all drown.
Yeah.
Don't worry, folks. All inoffensively fitted with the new wooden lifeboats.
Yes, but even lifeboats can sink.
They can't in this canal. There's not going to be any water in it.
Oh, you are cleverer than I am, you know. Come to think of it, anybody's cleverer than I am.
Here you go. Oh, man. You will have guessed, of course, from my ragged clothes, that this canal is going to cost you a lot of money.
But a war? Money? Oh, but you'll have to see the Chancellor of the Exchequer about that, won't you?
But you're the Chancellor of the Exchequer.
Oh, am I? Lend us a couple of quid, will you, boy?
Gentlemen. No, please, quiet, please. Gentlemen, this idea of a dry canal for aeroplanes is brilliant. Brilliant, I say. I think Mr. Seagun, Ferdinand de Lesseps, Mark II should receive some kind of support and wear it at all times.
What would be the cost of this Scranton and Scrantons?
I would like to say.
Gentlemen, why spend all this money when for 14 shillings, the Moriarty horse-drawn Zeppelin service will fly you around the Cape in 80 days, thereby avoiding the traffic at Oxford Circus? And anyway, this idiot knows nothing about canals.
Nothing.
Honorable members, I move that... As it is customary in our beloved country, England, a man so totally unsuitable for the job should be given the contract.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. I'll start work right away. Hold my coat.
Gas, great pipe. He's got the contract.
But not for long. Get my lawyer, Max Gilray, on the blower.
Right.
Shall we dance, Moriarty?
Oh, the leaping divide and the modern melody in the...
The well-known Trans-Africa Aeroplane Canal, Park Dux.
We move now to Congo Jungle and District Commissioner.
Well, that saved paying for an orchestration anyway. Oh, I've had a hard day. I thought she'd never go. Oh. Oh. Ellington, take my boots off, will you? And don't you let me catch you wearing them again. Oh, 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 go, ging, gong, ging. No. And they'll bring that door in here for me to open, will you?
Hello,
folks.
I'm Eddie Seagoon. You've heard of me, Eddie Seagoon. Be my lord, falling in love with Jimmy's falling banana fringe. When you come home again, for Wales.
You'll get a punch up the duster, you will. Oh.
And. Major, I've come to inform you that we're building a canal, and I'm afraid it's going to cut right through your heart.
What? Well, if you think I'm going to run downstairs and open the door every time a ship wants to come through, you're bound.
You don't have to open the door. You can leave the key under the mat.
Over my dead body.
No, under the mat. Under the mat.
Are you sure it was a prison you escaped from? Look here, I tell you, I won't have aeroplanes flying through my house. Now get out.
Very well. If that's the way you feel about it, goodbye.
Never darken my door again.
Since you insult me, I shall leave. Goodbye.
Listeners with a degree in higher mathematics will have counted four doors slamming. This was, in fact, an oral illusion. What you did hear was not four doors being slammed, but one door being slammed four times. Or, in your parlance, one to the power of four. See, it is these little snippets of information that makes me feel that my job is worthwhile. Thank you.
Are you done?
Yes.
Thank you. So work began on the great Trans-Africa Aeroplane Canal hoax. But meanwhile, on top of a number 1183, two sinister figures sit steaming in a brown airing cupboard.
Ah, I tell you, Great Pipe, we've got to sabotage the canal with sabotage-type sabotage.
Don't worry, Count Jim.
Ow!
The best-laid plans of mice and men gang aft daglay.
Aye, man. My. Are we cowering, timorous beastie? Oft gang ugly.
You like Burns?
Yes.
Well, hold this white hot poker.
You fool!
This is no time for beauty, Marty. Hold this leather piano in the key of C.
No! What's the plan?
We are going to steal the Trans-Africa Aeroplane Canal.
Where are we going to hide it?
We are going to bury it.
It's dead?
As good as, Moriarty. Because
we're riding along on the crest of a wave and the sun is in the sky.
In the sky, my eye.
And so they headed for Seagoon, who was watching the canal being dug by 40,000 British laborers.
I say there, foreman.
Hello, mate.
Why are you the only one working?
Well, all the men are on strike, mate.
What for?
We can't think of anything yet. But, we'll think of something.
And what are they doing here this morning?
Well, they come along for the tea break.
Yeah, you're on a tea break now. All the legend, but fortune now.
What all that down there? What are yours? 15 manometer. 15 manometer. We are down here with a 15 manometer. What's your better deal? 15 pounds.
That was the head striker, that was. He says what they stripped for is £15 a week.
All right, I'll pay them £15 a week. What's up?
They're going on strike again.
Why?
They want more money, mate. And here's their spokesman, Rage Nellicles, to give the message on the old bonjos. Now, let's get right back round the old brandy.
All right.
Trans-Africa Aeroplane Canal, part the Dirks.
The brakes have striked. I have sent for two professional strike breakers who are even now on their way from England by electric rowing boat.
Dirks? Did they throw you out of being Prime Minister?
Well, anybody listening?
Yes,
who?
Me.
Oh. Well, then. Now, then, what about, you remember that blonde suffragette chained to the railings outside number 2?
Yes, yes.
Well? Well, I chained myself to her.
Oh, that was naughty, that was, I think.
Oh, yeah, was that naughty?
Yes, it was.
Oh.
I never did that when I was Prime Minister, you know. Do you know what I did, my good man?
What did you do, my fellow?
Well, then, when I found the lady we was chained to the railing...
Yep.
In a flash, I whipped out my Boy Scout knife.
Oh.
And in a flash, I removed a stone from her hoof.
You two. That's your bit done. That's all. Now, welcome to Africa.
Hello, Captain.
Hello.
We have brought it from England, this Baden Kelsop super canal digging machine.
Machine?
Yes. It's inside this parcel.
Inside the parcel? What a neat idea.
Yes, it is a neat idea. Yes. Oh, save the brown paper records. Oh. I need a new suit.
Oh.
Now, Captain, let us demonstrate this machine. Do you know that it can dig up 4 tons of earth in 3 seconds?
Hello, Hooks.
I will time it with my watch.
That was a noisy machine.
Machine? That was my boss. Captain, this machine can do the work of 2 men.
Well, let's see it.
All right, but you'll have to help us, because it takes 3 men to work it.
Right, Eccles and Blue Bottle, you 3 get it going.
Eccles and me and it makes 2.
Nonsense. All in! On the left! Number!
1, 2.
2 and 1 equals?
3.
Right, off you go. Now, the next problem is this fellow's blood knock.
Neddy.
Quick, right. You! What's this?
My legs. I thought they'd never get here.
I'm sorry, Gilbert. It was my fault. I let them out for a run in the park.
You sentimental steaming Latin. Never let my legs out unchaperoned again, you hear? The world must never know those thin measurements.
Gentlemen, I see from the next line that you can help me with this blood knock problem.
Neddy, you see this piece of knotted string leading from Moriarty's wrist up into that cloud?
You mean this? There's something on the other end of it.
Yes, Neddy. It's the perfect device for removing Bloodnock's house. It is Count Moriarty's hand-sewn blue serge zeppelin.
Yes, Neddy. We can lower our skyhooks and lift Bloodnock's house out of the way in a second.
Now, Neddy. Go in and tell Bloodnock that in 15 minutes his house becomes skyborne.
Right up there. He's in. Okay. Attach skyhooks and haul away.
Goes. We've got him. We've got Paddy.
Oh, call a doctor.
Major Bloodnock.
Excess in French. I stepped out of the back of my house.
What?
Walked down to the bottom of the garden. Pleasure bent. Finally. I turned around, and to my building society's horror, my house had vanished. There was nothing there.
Nothing there? You must have been seeing things.
Moriarty.
Ow.
Never mind that man of no fixed abode. I've got great news.
Great news?
I've bribed the workmen to fill in the canal.
Splendid. Answer that door.
Hello, yes?
Hello, Gritfud. I'm speaking for Bloodlock's house, and he's not here.
Oh, Neddy, don't wait any longer. You come out, lad.
Right.
Moriarty, quick. Put that fire bucket over there.
Right. How's that?
A little bit more to the right. That's it.
Right.
Falling in the water.
Thank you, little Jim, for telling us where he is.
Yeah.
Thank heaven for the water. It broke my fall and my neck. But wait! The canal! Where is it?
It's gone, Neddy. And the Moriarty Zeppelin service is back in operation.
The devils of green.
Now, Neddy, we're still good friends, aren't we?
Why?
Because...
having no strong finish to the show, now go into a cowardly song and dance routine.
And so, as the Goon Show sinks slowly in the popularity polls, and the audience move menacingly towards the stage, we say goodnight from Happy...
program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Seacombe, and Spike Milligan, with the Relative Quartet, Max Gilray, and the orchestra conducted by Wally Stock. Script by Spike Milligan and Larry Stevens. Announcer, Wallace Greenslade. The program produced by Pat Dixon.